Hi, this is Ron Armatron from the Creation Lightship. We're here to have another wonderful program. And today is 11-12-11. Nice to be out of 11-11-11. It was nice the day before yesterday. Very, very cloudy here. Now it's a nice day again. So the energy did affect stuff here. And we'll see. Hopefully we're on live here. I see Keith saying only music, but that may have changed here. We'll see what happens. So today is our program that we do Saturday night on the Lightship, where we go to the Lightship probably in a few minutes here. And you have to be live listening to the program. If you're not live, it will not work for you. So you must be live to go to the Lightship. You can bring up animals, pets, Flower Tree Garden. We'll be there for probably about 15 minutes, going through different healing rooms. And we do the same type of healings here on our conference calls Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So everybody, let's bring in some peace energy for all of you. In case you're listening to an archive, tuning into the Saturday show, you will not be able to go to the Lightship, but you will be able to have peace energy coming your way. So here we go. So bringing in the peace energy, check the light being out, and you're going to see it. So one, two, you're going to feel the energy change in your room. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll get some more energy here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so when you go to the Lightship, you're there physically, you're out of time, and you're in source energy. The Lightship will materialize when you're on it, so you may see floors, rooms, the light beams. And the light beams will take on the image of physical life that is here, because you can recognize that. And we have dolphins and whales and cactus and butterflies and bees and deer and, many things. White buffalo, dinosaurs, you name it, a forest that is very pristine up there. Rainforest, different types of crystals that can do healing. So we have many, many types. Remember, when you go to the Lightship, you're there physically, and you're here also. And on the Lightship, you are completely out of time, and they work with you. And the reason why you have wonderful healings is because the light beings do it instantaneously. Now, if you don't have a healing, it could be because the densities of your emotional body, trauma body, feeling body, different bodies that we have, mental body, are taking away your healing. This is the way it works. So this is the way it is. So here we go. We're coming up to the Lightship, going there. I'm going to count to five as we go up and just request one particular healing. This is a physical healing, not spiritual growth or anything else. It's physical body healing. So we're going up. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five, and we're there. And this is great. I can feel the energy here. And we're going to go to the room that is the light infusion chamber. And this room here will be good for probably about 1 minute. And it does a lot of healing. So here we go. We're going to the light infusion chamber. So one, two, three, four, and five. Request your healing. And I'll just let you sit with that for a little bit here. It's very high energy as you come into this room. The room is actually giving a lot of healing to you. You might actually feel your body buzzing. This is like we do when we go to the expos. And we're about halfway done with this particular light infusion. And remember, you want to request healing, so here we go. One, two, three, four, and five, okay? There, now we're coming out of the light infusion chamber, and we're going to go to another location, and this is where they have the deer energy. So we're going to have some deers come over to us and do healing. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five, and there's three deer. Request your healing with the deers. Another room we're going to is the room with the white light. So here we go. Counting to five again to energize the energy for you down here. One, two, three, four, and five. And you notice around you, you're not connected to anything energetically because you're in like a neutral space and you're just viewing things like it was distant to you. One other room we'll go into is where the white buffaloes are. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the room there where we haven't been into where St. Bernadette is, so we'll go into that room. This will be a room like Lourdes France here with the silver water. And again, request one healing. Going into this room, and here's the room for St. Bernadette. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll go into another room. Say Janice is saying no sound. Maybe we can go into a room or have her, maybe somebody can help her out with that to make sure she's on the right numbers here. So here we go. Going to the room that has the rainbow waterfall. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And hopefully you don't have a problem with BBS again with an open line. So we'll have to see. Let's go into another room here. And we'll see the large trees. These are kind of like redwood trees, very tall. Here we go. Going into this room. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll go into another room. This is a room that has the crystal quartz geode, in a sense. A lot of energy there. So each quartz crystal is alive and going to give you healing. So request your healing. You're levitating right now. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And maybe somebody could type into maybe the number for Marianne here. Looks like she has a problem with a telephone line or something, of what one to get onto. So here we go.
Everybody, I guess we lost Ron, and BBS is calling him right back, so I'm having trouble typing into the fast chat as usual. So if somebody could type in the dial-in number for Marianne, it is 760, I'm sorry, I'm just typing something to Ron, they are calling you back. Okay, so 760-569 7676, and then the access code 192919 and the
okay,
pound.
I'm back again here, everybody.
Okay, great. All right. Hand it back
okay,
to you.
Okay, so another room we're going into is the room that has the peacocks. Here they come. So, well, this is nice. One, two, three, four, and five. And we can ride on them. These are pretty large, so if you want to ride on the peacocks, you can. They kind of look like the size of maybe a ostrich. So they are very large. Their tail feathers go about 50 feet in the air. They're very, very beautiful. So here we go. Just enjoy this here. And we're going to bring in another energy for everybody. We'll bring in the energy, like we said, of St. Bernadette. So we're going to be in Lourdes, France, so to speak, with the energy there. And the energy of Mother Mary that was conducting the healing in Lourdes, France. So here we go. You're in the silver water right now, and you may feel your body buzzing. So we're bringing the energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. That feels great. Stronger, 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 stronger. Well, that feels very good. Here we go. More. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. I don't see any requests here, so I could do a request here for a couple of people here, if you wish. I'll do the first two that come on the fast chat. Okay. Here we go. So. Let's do the Be Here Now clearing. So let's try that for people so you can help yourself out. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. More of the Be Here Now. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Let's go into the room that has the big flowers. So these are yellow flowers, so you're going to enjoy that. So here we go. Here they come. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, that really feels good here. So let's go into a room which has pink energy. Okay, so one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So let's go to another location. Let's go in with the Birdie's room, okay? And here we go. Now, these are birds that you may want to request the type. I'm seeing, like, birds, different rainbow colors on their wings, very beautiful. I do see, like, some blackbirds there. And I am seeing, like, some white doves. But it's up to you how you see things. This is what I'm seeing here. Maybe there's different rooms, different birds. So you have a choice of what you'd like to experience. So here we go, everybody. Here's the Birdie room. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So we'll see if we have any other requests here. I'm checking out the fast chat here. Let's see here. Do you see anything on there, Carrie?
No, I don't think I do. Oh, rainforest. Tanya's asking for the rainforest. Did you do that one? I'm not sure.
Not yet. We'll do that here. So here we go. Rainforest energy. One, two, three. Oh, hummingbirds, two. Well, we'll get hummingbirds in the rainforest. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll go into a room also that we probably haven't been in for a while. We'll go into the room where there's fruit trees. So here we go, everybody. You can pick the different types of fruits you would like. There's also fruit there that is not here. So here we go. This is a request. And I don't know. It's up to you what you want to get. So here it comes. And you can go into many rooms at once. So here we go. One, we're going into that room right now. And there's a lot of bees in there, too. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, wow, that's great. So we're going to now go into one other room. This is for the people down under. And we'll also have a birthday party here. But we'll first go into the room where the koala bears are. And also, we'll go into another room for the kangaroo. So remember, we're in all these rooms at one time. So again, just request your healing. So here we go. One, two. Here's the koala bears and the kangaroos. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So I guess we have a birthday here. So let's go into the room. We do this normally once a month here. And we're going into the room. This is for the November call here. Here we go. So this is birthday for, it looks like Candy. So here we go. Going into the room. One. This is the food court for a birthday cake. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And the light beings now are with us. We're going to have some birthday cakes. You can choose what you like to have. And it could be anything. I normally look for the German chocolate cake with all the different things on it. But you can get whatever you wish to have. And we're there now. Light beings are singing us happy birthday. And we'll be coming back shortly here. You can have seconds if you wish. So here we go. Just enjoy the cake. And seconds, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. So we're going to begin to start to come back right now. So we're coming back down. And we're giving thanks to the light beings here for working with us tonight. And thanking all the different energies here. Coming back down. Here we come. So, in fact, what we could do is go up. Let's go check out the animals because we have an animal up. There's Nancy and Angel. And we'll see how Angel's doing. She's up on the light tip. We'll go to where the animals go to. And it's a beautiful little white doggy. And here we go. We can check out the animal healings. So, one. Going into this room, two, three, four, and five, okay? And we can visit all the different animals that are up there. And here we go again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and we'll come back here. Coming back from the light ship, coming back down. I'll count to five to command the energy as you go down. Here we go, coming down. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Are you out there, Carrie? Uh-oh. Okay, Carrie, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry, Ron. Yeah, BBS was just telling me something. Yes, I'm here. Hi, thank you, and hi, everybody listening. Looks like we have a big crowd tonight on the Fast Chat, and lots of people seeing stuff and feeling stuff and eating cake and happy birthday candy. That's a great name for a cake eater. I'm getting my voice coming back a little bit, so hopefully I'm sounding okay coming across to you guys and you're not hearing the fuzzy stuff I'm hearing. So it's the 12th of November. If you're listening to an archive, I think Ron mentioned at the beginning of the show that you will not be going to the light ship. You will not have been to the light ship just now, but you will have been able to enjoy peace energy. Let's see. There have been about three questions, Ron, while we've been up on the light ship. And the first one that I was going to read is from Lewis, and he's asking if it is bad if he's only feeling stuff but not seeing anything in all the different rooms.
Well, when you do go on the light ship, you may not feel anything, may not see anything, but it's being done automatically for you. Remember, everybody sees things differently. The people that do see things are pretty overwhelmed in a sense, and they have a whole new reality on life because they're feeling the wonderful energy, talking to the light beings, and bringing back information. But if you don't feel or sense anything, you probably will feel something if you walk around. So I would definitely maybe walk around and just see how you're doing. In fact, everybody can do that right now, and that would be good because you may find some of your joints in your body adjusting as you do that. Bend over, stand up on your tiptoes, stretch, twist, and see how it's going. So, I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So the next question, Ron, is from Hank, and he's asking, what is the significance of white buffalo? I think that might be the American Indian stories about the white buffalo being born. I'm not sure, Hank, if that's what you're talking about. I don't think you took us into a room with white buffalo. Did you, Ron? I'm not sure now.
Yeah, it's just at the wrap there. So
okay.
It doesn't really have that great significance. Like people talk about it down here, just where white buffalo are. So
okay.
You can see if there's any other questions. Remember, you may not feel the energy, but you will actually probably feel better down here. So anything else on the Fast Chat, Carrie, that we need to address?
Anybody have any
questions about light ship healings or anything?
Yeah, somebody was asking for a sample pain release.
Okay, here we go. So you need to kind of realize where your pain is. And some people, if you do have a pain, some people like to put their hand on their pain, but that's up to you. So here we go. Let's see if we can take away the entities. Remember, the entities can also cause pain. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So entities can come into you. You first experience the pain, and then instantly you could have maybe hundreds of entities come into you to have that same pain, and that's what happens. So here we go. We'll see if we can get rid of more pain. So one, two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, saw a turtle in Long Island, and name is Rudy, so I just need to know if Rudy passed on. Rudy was a sea turtle. Maybe Marie R. can mention that here. So, let's see, what is, I saw something here, let's see. Boy, it went away. I thought it was like, what is a light ship or something? Do you see it on there?
Yeah, Kathy was asking, please explain what the light ship is.
The light ship is source energy. So source energy, you can never go to it unless you're on these calls here. And that's because you need to have special access codes to go there, which is what I have. Same thing that Jesus had 2,000 years ago. And that's why you can never go back to source energy, because the source energy, because we have densities in our body, they will not allow light to be going to the light ship. And so what happens is, I mean, anything of non-light, so when it's non-light or darkness, they would terminate you. So that's what happened. So when I was in Jesus, that's what I was saying, is that you have to go through me to go to the Father, but now it's a light ship. So I was a healer in Jesus 2,000 years ago. So the main thing is you need to kind of understand that this is very, very sacred. And the sacredness of this here deals with saving your spirit, your soul, so that you could be able to have the ascension. And also they can find parts of you. So here we go. Coming in. So one, we'll bring up the energy of the light ship for you so you can actually look at it. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so you may be able to sense a light ship here, and we'll see how that works for you. We were just on it a while back, so I'll turn it over to you, Carrie. That's an extra little energy of the light ship.
Oh, thank you. So Tina has a question also about the light ship, and she's asking, when we're on the light ship, are our clone bodies left behind? How does that work with our bodies?
Okay, the light ship will take the parts of you that's created of light. So it all depends what percentage your body is of light, number one, okay? So if it's only, say 1%, it will take up that 1% of your spirit energy that's activating your blueprint. So that will be healed, that 1%. So the 99% might be the clone body of you, and that won't go to the light ship. Now, the spirit part of you is very similar. Remember, the spirit part of you is how much spirit you have in your body. What percentage of that is of light? And that also does go to the light ship for healing, but more so, the light ship materializes your original spirit. And so the original spirit gets energized. So you are 100% there. This includes you and your twin flame if needed, okay? And that comes into you to heal the parts of your body that is not a clone part of you, okay? So that's the way it works when you go to the light ship. Down here, you're going to feel a change because the spirit that energizes the clone blueprint that you may be will have a healing. Remember, the clone will take on all the attributes of your problems, too. That's why they create clones for people. So that will have a healing. The blueprint will change, and you can feel better because you're feeling the clone changing. So I hopefully answered that question okay. But this is a clearing for spirit and body. Nothing to do with mind. Mind's the darkness. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so maybe, Ron, for Tammy and anyone else who's new then, you can explain how we are still here sitting on our sofa or whatever, and also on the light ship. So maybe you can explain the process of bilocation that, that happens to us.
Okay, in the bilocation process, what that is that the light created you at a, to make it kind of simple so we can understand it, at a certain frequency of light. And that frequency of light is completely different than the speed of light that we live in here and different than the timelines that exist. So that means that light is light, and the timelines that we get abducted onto is controlled by the aliens. So there's two different processes here. So you must understand that, this is not the energy of light that you may have understood by living here. This is true light of your spirit and your body energies that energize that of true light. Now, there is a clone light that the light of the darkness uses, and that clone light is what's here where people connect to it all the time, unfortunately, and think they're having healings and praying to energies outside of themselves. That's all the light of the darkness. So that's the clone light. And that's running rampant on the planet here as people attempt to try to look for light, which they have inside of themselves, outside of themselves. And you can never get into true light unless you drop into your heart center to connect to your spirit. So everything outside of yourself will be darkness. Everything that's in your heart is light. And that's what you're working with. So back to you, Carrie.
All right, so Keith is asking, what is going on during the intensives that you do? And there's the eight-hour ones starting up again tomorrow for the coming three consecutive Sundays. So maybe you can explain for Keith and any others what those eight-hour calls are about, Ron.
Okay, well, they deal with getting rid of the extraterrestrial, the alien life forms that live inside of you that are invisible. And these can definitely harm your body. It's an eight-hour conference call. We break every hour, and you can get up, walk around. I'll take one of them out now. Remember, you could have hundreds and not thousands of these in you. The people who've been on the calls longer, in case you're brand new coming on to it, are having a lot more healings. But, you know, don't think because you haven't been on the calls that it's not going to work for you. The light ship works with you in the moment of what you need at that particular time. So the one that everybody has most commonly is the octopus energies. So these kind of wrap around the inside of you. So here we go. I'll start taking these out. So first tentacle, out. Number two, out. I should have yawned early here. Number three, out. This kind of wraps around your rib cage. Looks like more like your sternum area on the top side around your heart and lungs. Number three, out. Four out, five out, six out, seven out, and eight out. Okay, so what we could do is maybe have callers, possibly. I think BBS has their call lines fixed. Is that what you think is going on, Carrie? Think they got them
fixed
now? Yeah.
Yeah, the 888 number is available, and the, I think it's the, oh, God, where did I write it? I think it's the 4511. Yeah, I'm going to have to double-check that. I think it's the 4511 number. So 888-429-5471 for the toll-free for U.S. and Canada callers. And then, you know, they said line 3, but I think it's line 4, the way we have it written on the page here. It's the 530-413-4511, those two should be working.
That's
tonight.
Correct.
And that's the numbers under station 2. We have another question on the fast chat. In the meantime, Ron, Donna is asking an interesting question, and she wants to know, can my spirit hear my thoughts in my head?
No, it doesn't go into darkness. So remember, the mind energy is inside of your head. That could be your mind chatter. You know, it could be entities talking to you. That's where they attach to. They all work through mind. So, no, your spirit will not hear you inside of your head. We'll do the mind-to-heart drop here so you can connect to your spirit. And you must command your spirit to do the drop. So if you go out into the New Age movement or talk to people and they say they're heart-centered and they did not command their spirit, then they're in the mind energy of the light of the darkness, and they are in their heart in the darkness of mind, okay? But remember, there's two different systems here. There's true light, and which only works in the moment, and then you have the false imitation light, the light of the darkness, which deals with time and timelines, which works in time. And zero point in time, you're still in those timelines. There's two different zero points. There's true light, where time does not exist, and then you have where time stops on a timeline. So here we go. I'm going to do the mind-to-heart drop. You have to command your spirit to do this. If you don't, then you're using mind energy, and that's not going to help you out a bit. Here we go. Dropping down, commanding your spirit. I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. This you can do yourself anytime you wish. It takes about 5 times to do it, so within probably 20 seconds, you can become heart-centered. Here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. So, now you know that you can be heart-centered. You cannot have a negative or positive thought in your heart because you're in source energy. The source energy cannot judge anything. That's why you can never have somebody channel source energy. If they say they're working with Mother Mary or Jesus or an archangel or whatever, that's the light of the darkness energies. The light will never channel through anybody. And that's the way it works. So right away, most people who are doing things that special events, expos, etc., they're channeling the darkness. And the darkness give you good information? Of course it can. It gave you your problems. They can tell you all about what's going on with you. Just that sometimes a reader could suffer because you're changing the holograms as you tell somebody what their problems are. And just think how much the aliens have to make new lifetimes for you as you change the information or the path that you're on because somebody told you the energy. So readers may have problems with the backlash. May not happen instantly, but they could have troubles because the darkness naturally would not want to have their lifetime for you foiled. Okay? And just think how many connections are made just by you changing what you're doing. So they're giving you the mind energy transmissions, and from that's what happens. So let's get rid of some of the octopus poison. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now let's do another clearing here. And what we're going to do is a clearing to get rid of the waste products. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay. Now we'll get rid of the dead carcasses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, a lot of them there, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, here's some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, I guess back to you, Carrie. We'll see what's up here on the fast chat.
All right. So just quickly, you were asking Maria to type in about Rudy, the turtle in the aquarium, and it looks like she's asking you if he left his body. I think that's what she's saying. I adopted Rudy at our aquarium, and he's not doing good as of 2 weeks ago. Asking Ron if he has left his body yet. That is, did the turtle leave his body?
Yeah, it feels like it right now. When I saw him physically, he didn't look like he was doing very well. And yes, it feels like he did leave his body. So there we go. So
okay.
Nuts. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
All right. I'm just refreshing my fast chat. I think I've got a page missing here. Okay. I know there was Lily was asking something else. I'm sorry. Oh, here we are. I know. Since you just did all the octopus stuff, Ron, and you do that on the intensives, P was just asking if you could explain about being absentee on the 8-hour intensive. I don't think we mentioned that earlier, so thanks for pointing that out. And so could you explain how that works?
All you do is pay for the clearing and then send me an email saying that you're going to be absentee through all of it or part of it. I just need to get connected with you before the call starts, or if you even call in later, I can still bring you up. But most people will let me know on an email saying, Ron, I want to come on this, but I just can't be on it today. Can you please take me up absentee? And it's as simple as that, and you will be on the call. And you'll have these things released from you. There's many energies that are inside of your body causing you harm, and this is what we do is get them out of you. That was just one of the octopus energies. If anyone else has a favorite, we'll say that they'd like to have released, by all means, just type it in. I'll do the first one that comes up here. I shouldn't say favorite. Maybe that might be the wrong word. Also, let's see, there's about, Keith is asking, what is mind then? Well, mind is a program. You're a program through mind energy. So somehow all the thoughts that you have when you're in your head are not your own. They keep recycling. You get, you're controlled by programs, by the aliens. You're connected to programs. And you think they're your own because they're coming into your head. But you have other people's programs. Some of you who was really empathic, as they connect with other people, they may actually feel their programs going off or words or something going into their head. So that's kind of what happens. Sometimes you might get those lines crossed, and you wonder why you're thinking about somebody. Let's just say you're going to a clothing store, right? And just an example here. And we'll say that's your male. And you're in there, and all of a sudden you start thinking about female clothing, and you go, wow, what am I doing that for? Well, somehow those two mind programs may have got switched up, and maybe it's some lady in there thinking about male clothing, maybe buying some jeans or something. And she's wondering, gee, what happened with me here? What's going on? So that's kind of what happened. So everything here is programs, including your body, including what you're looking at with your eyes. And when you become real, I'll be doing a clone healing for people on Monday on the conference call for $20. Last time we did the whole hour, probably took out, I don't know, I'll stab at a number here of probably 800 clones out of people. And I think we probably did maybe a half a dozen or so cloned timelines, I believe. But that's the way it works. So we get rid of these things from you. So I guess back to you, Carrie. Do we have a beep out there?
I think we did have a beep. Yes, is anybody on the line?
Yep. Hi, it's Everett.
Hi, Everett.
Hi, Everett.
How you doing?
How you guys doing? It looks like we have a jellyfish clearing from Amy. I wouldn't mind having that myself.
Okay, here we go. So the jellyfish sits on top of your head. Here we go. So getting rid of the tentacles. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should start feeling some relief on your body, taking out the stingers now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now you still on Everett? Do you have any other requests?
Yep, I have one quick question. It's about the light ship.
Okay.
Okay, when we're here in the dual process, where our body's on Earth and our spirit's in the light ship, the feeling you get, like you go into each room, it's my body that's feeling that, but my spirit up in the light ship is going, yeah, calm down, body, it's just the way it is. So is that how it's working?
Okay, yeah, your physical body, the part of you that is real light goes there. Okay, so your body is up on the light ship, the part that is not cloned. Okay, because the clone energy is darkness. So
yeah. This
gets a little complicated and very disconcerting. It's kind of like bad news again. I don't like giving out bad news, but I'm going to give you what happened. So here we go. So let's just say that for some reason, the only part of your body that is of light, that your spirit inside of your body that created your body, remember, it's energizing the blueprint. Okay, so your body is all by itself, and energized by a spirit of light. You also have another spirit, the second spirit, that looks out of your eyes, that helps the body, okay? Two different things. So, remember, this got broken down because of the clones. So now let's say that the spirit of light in your body that makes the body function and materialize is only of your finger, but yet the clone part of you is everything but one of your fingers. So your finger will go to the light ship. Now, from that one finger, the light ship will materialize your complete body. Now, what happens is, from your finger, it's now like, we'll say the DNA of your finger, hypothetically, is being used, and you now your whole body is on the light ship as a real physical body with a real blueprint. Now, when you come back each time, remember, you're going up and forth zillions of times a second, okay? That will start to integrate the healing of your physicalness into your physical body. That's why you have relief, on these healings. The fact that it's still cloned just means that the part of you that used to be cloned may not be cloned any longer. So that's the way that works. And,
I understand that.
You,
it's just that.
Yes, go ahead.
It's just that when you up there, you get this, emotional rush. It's like, wow, okay, I'm here, I'm looking around, it's like running around in a store. So, not that I, run around in stores, but it's just that.
if you're able to see or sense the energies, it's just, something that will give you a paradigm shift because you start realizing that, you're actually light and you see the light beams, and it's quite awesome to see that.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to clarify that. So thank you very much for all you do. And thanks, Gary. Later, everybody.
Thank you,
bye.
Everett.
Hey, thank you, Everett.
Thank you for calling. Okay.
Okay, so do we do all the stuff from the, still on jellyfish stuff here, but it'll go away. 1, 2, the jellyfish must be getting upset. 1, 2, they're talking back to us. 3, if you can hear that noise. 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. Get rid of more of the poisons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time for poison. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you may want to see how your body's feeling. Next is the waste products. Remember, they live inside of you. So if they live inside of you, they probably have waste products. So here we go. 1, 2. And this could be energetic waste. Maybe you gained 20 pounds out of nowhere. Well, you could be full of alien waste products. So one, two, and your body's trying to protect itself, so now you're gaining weight as it's trying to buffer this energy. If everything is energy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. Now we'll do one more here. These are the dead carcasses. So here we go. The carcass energy is being released. Remember, they die inside of you too, and they have alien wars in you. Some aliens don't like each other. So they might be fighting inside of you, and you wonder why your stomach's gurgling or something, or, you know, I won't say that you're going to be looking like in some of the sci-fi movies where you look at somebody's chest and they have little bumps popping in and out, you know, as the aliens are fighting. I won't say that, but that could also be real. So here we go. Dead carcasses. One, these are from the jellyfish. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so back to you, Carrie. We should do the orbs. Let's do the orbs here. So the orbs are the scouts for the jellyfish energies. So that's why they show up in pictures. They want to see where to connect to you. Remember, if you watch the movie Avatar, it will show a lot of this going on there. The writers may not have known what they're talking about or got this information, but it's a very good movie to look at, to watch, to see how this is happening. So it's very, very good. So here we go. Orb energies. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now, now I've got to get rid of the other energies here. That's the orbs being released from you. And we have a question here. I'll do the poisons next here of the orbs. But the question is, what time PST on Monday is the call? So it starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, California time. And it's a one-hour conference call to have the clones released. And it's quite interesting. So here we go. Poisons. So I'll just count to 10 to do it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And dead carcasses probably hanging on your skin. I don't think the orbs actually go inside of your body, but they do have little stingers. So here we go. Dead carcasses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'll do a sample tonight, everybody. If you have a plant in your house, in your room, get it right now, and we'll make that plant real. Remember, what you're looking at is typically a cloned reality. So what we're going to do now is make this plant of yours of light. So it'll be real. So if you have a plant, you may want to look at it. You could, if it's in a different room, maybe turn your volume up on your computer, put the light on it, because naturally where I am it's dark, so it's probably dark back east, or much darker. So do watch your plant or plants right now. If you have a small one, just bring it over to you. And if you want to do one on the outside of your house, you can. I don't know how long they're going to hold the frequency of light. It might be a day. So far, some plants that I know about, you know, will hold about half the energy for a day. So here we go. Get your plant ready. And if you have, if you're lucky to have one in front of you, here we go. So I'm going to take out some clones. Now watch your plant. It might even move before your eyes. So watch it very carefully. Okay, connecting to your plants. And this will not work on the archives. Here we go. First clone out of your plant or plants. It's up to you to decide which ones you want. Next one. There we go. Out. And one more. Out. Next one. 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 Out. And just kind of look at your plant now. Maybe blink your eyes a few times. You're going to notice that it's changing. Remember, each time a clone comes out, a new one comes in. And it could take hours or days for that to happen because the darkness has to recreate the cloned plant that you have there. So they stop time. Even though I sound like I'm linear when I'm doing this show, in the time-based reality, we could have been turned off, you know, for even a month. And now you're hearing me talking is like in a linear time, but we may not have been here. And so each time the aliens have to take and create a timeline or put your plant on a new timeline, and then from there the cloned plant new version comes in. So each time one gets released, it will start looking better because the light chip terminates the clone plant, and because they had to use the spirit energy, a little piece of it, to make that plant, now the plant becomes more spirit each time. So here we go. Next clone out, 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 out. We've got about 20 more to do here. Some people have a lot of clones in their plants. Out, 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 out. There we go. Out. Okay, now the next one, we're going to bring in the real plant. So tune into that, everybody. I'm going to count to five to make it real. This will have light in it. One, two, three, four, and five. There, now you have a real plant. If you notice, the energy of your plant should be radiating through your whole room, and it will get better. So, back to you, Carrie. Uh-oh, I'm not hearing Carrie. Let me just type in here.
Okay.
Maybe mute's on or I got disconnected.
Okay, I'm back. Okay.
Okay, you're back? Okay.
Okay. I was just saying that I'm staring at my plant, and one of the, it's an ivy, and one of the dangly branches did quiver this time. There's only one other time that I think I saw something move, and I almost thought I was imagining it, but this time this one little branch sort of section did quiver. That's really wild. So, gosh, I wonder what, I know you've talked about trigger words, no, keywords, changing, being the cue to change the clones in us, and I'm just wondering what is the cue for a plant, since it really doesn't speak or have much of a life sitting in a pot in our house.
Yeah, that's a good one. So I don't know.
It's
just part of the program that you experience. So everything in your program changes. I'll do your computer, everybody. And I would like, we'll go over a little bit here. BBS allowed us to do this. So we'll do your computer to make your computer real. So another sci-fi event. We'll just say this is Sci-Fi Friday, typically. So here we go. So Paranormal Friday on Saturday. Watch your computer, everybody. It's going to change frequencies. But I would like Collins, if you could, to talk about your plants. Here we go. And the phone number could be listed there, but just check it
want
out.
Can I read it?
Yeah, why don't you read it, and then I'll do the computer.
Okay. So U.S. and Canada, 888-429-5471, or what we have as line 4 on the Creation Lightship BBS page, and that's 530-413-5471. 530-413-4511. 530-413-4511. So go ahead, Ron.
Okay, here we go, everybody. I'm going to work with your computer. So just take out the cloned computers on different timelines, and we'll get the one that's real. So you wonder why you have viruses, maybe? Well, maybe they got a virus on a timeline, and you're trying to figure this thing out. So here we go. Taking out the cloned computers. So I hope EBS is listening. They might experience this, too. Maybe all their technical problems are from clones. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Should be able to feel the energy as your computer changing. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A little bit more here to make them real. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Still waiting for a call in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's make it real for everybody. Here we go. So, count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, 888-429-5471 or 430-413-4511. Call and tell Ron about your plants or your computer. We have a related question here. Where did it go? Oh, gosh. Somebody was asking, I think it was Freedom a little bit ago, do our chakras get cloned?
I would say that would be correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. I know you've mentioned before that the skeletons stay with us, and it's the rest of us that the clones come in and out onto, kind of thing, from, I mean. So probably our energy systems, I would imagine, do get cloned. Depressing. Oh, well. Okay. So what else do we have here? How much time over are we going, Ron, just so I know?
Oh, we've got a couple of callers here. We could probably run 10 minutes here, but I have to, you know, you know, get off because I want to honor the people back east. This is why I chose to have the call 2 hours earlier, so I don't want people to get up too late. Plus, we have our marathon 8-hour call tomorrow, and I'll need to get some rest. So,
so
anyway, waiting for a caller. Anybody out there?
Yeah, hi, Ron.
Another alien life.
Hi, Ron. It's Donna.
Okay, we got a caller.
Yes.
Yeah, hi, Ron. It's Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hey, in my plant, I have a rather large indoor jade plant, and every time you do this, the plant, it changes. It becomes lacier and more beautiful, and now it's growing, even though I've moved it indoors for the winter. And it's just amazing. It becomes happier, beautiful, glossier.
Wow, that's great.
It's really amazing. And now, it doesn't shake, but it looks like a whole different plant when you do that.
Yeah, that happened when I was doing a workshop back in New York. This wonderful lady had a little plant there, and it was probably 4 or 5 inches high. Looked beautiful at first, you know, then I changed it, and, yeah, you can almost feel, if it had a face, you could feel it smiling, you know? And it emitted so much love energy that everybody in the room was, you know, kind of looking at it, watching this little plant. So you wouldn't think much would be out of this plant, but, boy, it just really filled the room full of its love energy. And if it could smile, it was smiling.
Right. Now my computer, my software that is supposed to protect the computer from viruses, today it had a virus, like, and it didn't even know it, didn't recognize it, didn't know it. So I ran another program to clear that out, but I thought it was so strange that it doesn't act like it's normal, you know, like it's not protecting itself. So I don't see any change with my computer, but I do with my plant.
Yeah.
So, trying to think what else I could do. Do you have any suggestions? Donna, I can't do people's bodies. I'll be doing that on Monday. But anything that you might have around besides the plant that we can take the clones out of? Remember, everything around you is cloned. So when you make it real, it kind of stands out because it's now a real thing on a timeline versus a clone of the original.
Now, does that also apply to pets like my dog?
Oh, of course, yeah. Want your dog to be real?
Yes.
Okay, so this is if people
She's
have
a character
pets out
anyway,
here.
But yeah, let's have her be real. Come here. All right, good girl.
Okay, so you can stay on the line here. And if you have any pets or animals or goldfish or a birdie or something, you know, a turtle or anything laying around, maybe kicking back or something. Anything that happens to do with pets will do. Here we go. So first clone out, second out, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. There we go. Here's the last one. So this would be the 28th one coming out as I count to five, and your pet becomes real. One, two, three, four, five. There we go. So you might feel energy changing in your room as this is going on, too. It might affect you some way. So how do you feel, Donna, about your new doggy?
She calmed down. She's an Australian Shepherd, so she's always alert and on guard. And she came right over and just kind of calmed down quite a bit. Very nice. Thank
How does your fur feel?
It's very soft. And it's very soft anyway. She's just just her whole energy is just really calmed down. Very nice. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Very much.
Okay.
Nice.
So let's try taking some energy. We mentioned about chakras and things, and I don't normally work with third eye energy and stuff, but let's try that and just see if we can get the energy that could be off of your intuition. Okay, we'll use that as a term for your third eye. And see if we can get that real for you. This will be the first time of doing this here. So here we go. So let's rock and roll, everybody. So one, two, three, four. Boy, I'm getting a headache. Five.
Uh-oh.
Guys, six, seven, eight, nine. A lot of tension on my head. 10.
Sorry.
Wow. 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Okay, 21, 22, 23, that's a rough one, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, and 40. 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62. Okay, that's about it there. Here we go, everybody. The next one here will be the clone leaving. It'll be terminated as far as this energy on your third eye, and it'll be real for you. So we'll see what happens. Coming out and coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. I don't know how that's going to affect everybody, but if you want to call in, if you felt something, or maybe you found your goldfish smiling in the fish tank or something, or your bird is chirping, or it looks different, please call in, and we'll see what happens. So we'll wait for a phone call here, and then we will probably end the program here since we're running over a little bit. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I seem to feel that in my ears kind of area, I think, at the beginning. Oh, great, there's B. Hi, who's on the line?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
I was wondering, we just did the pineal gland. Can we do the pituitary gland, the one that sits right in between the two hemispheres of the brain?
Okay, here we go. 67, I'm getting lost with numbers, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, there we go, 73. Here we go, everybody. Coming out, this cloned energy, the real one's coming in. So, coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Whoa.
Okay, everybody.
Wow.
You know? Yeah.
You still there, Ed?
Yeah.
Oh, I felt that one a lot more.
Can you still hear me?
Yes, I hear you good, Ed.
Okay, because that's the gland that apparently some of the research shows that that's the one that the ETs damaged to dumb us down. They operated on everybody and took most of that out.
I feel exactly where it is, and I was going to say it's hot, but it's hot and cold at the same time. Oh, wow, that's amazing. I really feel that strongly, Ron. That's incredible. It almost feels like it's swelling in there, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like something's happening inside there, so, yeah. Now, remember, if you don't feel anything, people out there, then it's still working anyway. But for those of you who feel it, you really know that. That's why I like to have people comment on what they're feeling, because some people may not understand what's happening, and maybe they're just a half an inch away to getting it, but the mind is going, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. And then all of a sudden somebody says something, and it keys them into what's really happening so they can truly understand. So hopefully that's why I like to have people comment on healings and clearings so that you get a much better understanding from other people. I'll do one more clone-type healing before we sign off here. I don't know what else to do.
How about any missing chakras? Any missing chakras or chakras that were turned off?
Yeah, that's too complicated. What I'll do is a hair on your head. So here we go, everybody. Hopefully you all have hair. Anyway, here we go.
Oh, God.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're connected here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. You might want to check your hair, you know, in the mirror. 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54. There we go. So this will be the 55th clone leaving you. Here we go, coming out, and you're going to be real. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So just see how your hair feels. This is real hair on a clone, okay? And we have, I'll put Carrie back on again here.
Okay.
If you want to call in, go ahead.
I'm fantasizing about not having to dye my hair anymore. Maybe my brown will grow back in. That would be nice, wouldn't it? So, Angel and Nancy are asking for the hypothalamus.
Okay, let me tune in here.
Okay.
Have to change energies here. Here we go. So this is the clone energy being released, and the new one, the real one, coming in. So 1, 2, 3, and these can also see affect the clone body, because all of a sudden the clone body has more light in it, and then that gets reattached to your bone structure as the clone energy gets terminated. Here we go. So start over again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, wow, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80. A lot of energy here. 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100. 101, 100, there we go, 102. Here we go. So this will be the 103rd one, so going out with the real one coming in, your hypothalamus. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. We'll see what comments we have here. And these clearings will only work live, so I should have mentioned that earlier. Maybe I did. I don't remember, but I can only do these live on the call. You might feel energy if you're listening to an archive right now, but you won't have the original healing that we're doing right now live on the program. But do come on the Monday call if you can. Maybe we'll be doing this possibly on Mondays, just helping people out this way. And I'll be putting up this clone healing online at some point here. So we're in the midst of creating one. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. A lot of head activity. Goodness. Yeah, so Joe's saying, he's saying his feet are hot and buzzing. What do we have here? Feels more real. There's a lot of hair, comments about people's hair. I'm having a little trouble focusing because I've got so much heat in my brain right now. Okay, so I'm not going to try and read just for sex, so I'll just remind everybody that tomorrow Ron starts his three Sundays of eight-hour intensives that he was speaking about at the beginning of the show and did the samples of taking the alien energetic life forms out of us. And you can go on absentee. You'll also be on the light ship for 3 weeks, not just those 3 days, but the three Sundays you can listen to Ron explaining what's going on. And then Monday, if you want to get on the Monday call and experience your full body clone clearing that Ron is going to do, that hour is from 5:30 to 6:30 Pacific, 8:30 to 9:30 Eastern. It's $20, and you can send Ron an email at healing at creationlightship.com is working, but I think your other one's back up again, Ron, is it?
Yeah, it is, yes. The creationlightship at yahoo.com is
at yahoo.com.
So he didn't want to work.
Okay. All right. And then there is the alien attack page. If you're not able to get on the Sunday intensives, there is the alien attack page at creationlightship.com, and that's $30 for a month, and you can run that 24/7, and that goes through a lot of these energetic alien life forms that we have living on us that Ron was taking out earlier. excuse me. And anything else, Ron? Next show is Monday, BBS Station 1 at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern. And then
yeah, and we did have, I think George, if George can send me an email, that'd be great. He mentioned maybe about helping out somehow, some way, maybe. So if he wants to connect with me, please send me an email with your phone number, George. So I guess we'll end our show here. So we're going to be on the call tomorrow here. And the call will be starting at 10 o'clock my time, California time. And that is 1 o'clock back east. So you guys get to sleep in a little bit. I'll have to get prepared. I probably will get up quite early. I've been waking up because of the energies that are coming in here, especially the 11-11 stuff, wee hours of the morning and dealing with the energies. So it's not uncommon to get woken between like 2 to 5, and I'll be up for like 3 or 4 hours doing battles with these suckers. But anyway, aside from that, we'll see you on the call tomorrow, and hopefully you can come on it, because it's something that you really can't tell anybody or explain. I can do these samples, but it's just incredible what gets taken away from you. And it might sound very weird, but this is what happens. You're infested. So it's a good way to get these critters out. And you're on the light ship for a whole month as in quarantine as they work with this. So I'll just say blessings to all of you and hope you enjoyed the program tonight. Our next BBS program will be on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. But by all means, if you can come on that conference call on Monday, it's a good way to get your feet wet a little bit. It's $20 for an hour session, 5:30 PST, 8:30 Eastern. So, you know, come on the call, and we'll be doing some clone work to get them out of you, releasing clones. So thank you, Carrie. Thank you, everybody. And we'll
see you
later.
Thanks for calling.